Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you are with us here on this Tuesday morning, the 16th day of April. And we still got lots to get to this morning. We're going to talk to Catherine Gorka coming up at the bottom of the hour. She's written a book out on how to combat issues we're seeing pop up in schools across the country, right? And the fact that we've pushed hard here for changes to school board makeups to try to impact some of that. What's the other answer? We're going to get to Catherine at the bottom of the hour. Yes, the wife of syndicated talk show host Sebastian Gorka, in fact, who used to be in the Trump administration. So we will get her thoughts on that here at about 8:35 this morning. Just a quick reminder, we do have our event coming up Thursday. The Spring Fling, the Bourbon Spring Fling, it's going to be over at the Clayton Winehouse. Still tickets available, just $35. Come and hang it out with me and Kim and Carl. Yep. Ethan, I'm hoping, will be there.
And free parking, and, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about street parking and trying to pay for all that. There's a couple lots that you can get right there.
Yep.
Free.
Sometimes that is an issue in Clayton. So just so you know, that'll be easy for you, and we'll have a great time on this Thursday night. Go to 971talk.com and you'll see the sign-up sheet right there. You can do it online. So hope to see you out there on Thursday. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the education bill in Missouri. It's passed the Senate. It's still pending in the House. They would need to get it to the governor's desk by the end of the session, which is just about a month away. It includes these empowerment scholarships, and it expands who would have those available to them. I wanted to talk to someone about this who's directly impacted by it. And this morning we have Dr. Greg Clark on the phone, superintendent at the North County Christian School. Dr. Clark, welcome in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with me this morning. Tell me how this program, which was already in existence, this bill would just expand it some, has impacted your school.
Well, this current year is the second year of the scholarship program, and we currently have about 10% of our students who qualify for and receive the scholarships. So it's had a definite great impact in giving access to more families to private Christian education.
Yeah, and I know that there have been some people certainly that were opposed to this from the get-go for that reason. They don't like seeing that money leaving what might be public education and going. But in this case, all of this money is donated, correct?
Yes, it's directly donated as a tax credit that donors can get. It's a 100% tax credit they can receive for up to 50% of their Missouri tax obligation.
Yeah.
So it's not pulling from the school funding formula at all.
Right. And if I understand it correctly, right now the limit's about $62,000 a year for a family of four for them to qualify. This new bill would raise that to $93,000. Would you expect that then to have a much bigger impact on North County Christian?
Absolutely. I mean, it would open it to more families that right now, you know, maybe on the bubble there of needing some financial assistance or being able to pay tuition, and this would just expand that that window of opportunity to families.
Dr. Clark, I know that this specific legislation doesn't include vouchers, but would you support including that at some point where people can take their tax dollars?
You know, that's a different question. I'm not opposed to it. I did spend 28 years in the public schools. I'm well aware of the funding formula and the dynamics of that and the challenges of keeping that funded. But, you know, I know that choice for families is a big deal, too. And so, you know, other ways that we can give students opportunity. But I think expanding this one is a great opportunity. And would love to see it expanded, both from just expanding the cap on the amount of tax credits that could be issued to expanding the window of, you know, qualifying incomes for families.
So. Yeah. And you know, this is to me, it's the inability to have this option most severely impacts the people who can least afford to move their children to a different school in the event that, you know, that they feel their kids aren't being served or that the school district is not accredited or whatever the case happens to be. Without this option, these are people who financially are limited enough, generally speaking, that they wouldn't be able to afford private school tuition, right?
That's correct. I mean, they initially built the guidelines around the free and reduced lunch qualifier income and gave up to, you know, a window of up to 200% of those incomes, but the first tier of recipients that have to be funded are those that meet are at the 100% of the free and reduced lunch income.
What are some of the reasons that parents have told you as far as why they are wanting to send their kids to North County Christian School?
Well, one, I mean, as a Christian school, we have a lot that simply want a Christian education where the Bible and Christian values can be taught right along with their academics. And secondly, you know, there may be challenges within the school where they are, and whether that's an unaccredited school, which there have been some in the area, or just, you know, challenges of large schools where kids may be getting lost in the mix, or maybe feeling their issues of bullying or not fitting in or struggling with those challenges that are there. Maybe within the public school where they are.
Sure. Does DESE have any influence over what you guys do at this point?
I'm sorry, does what?
DESE, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, do they have a lot of influence over what you guys do in your school and your curriculum?
No, they have no real influence over our curriculum at all. We are a registered non-public school with the state. There's a process where non-publics can register, and therefore we can receive some of the federal funding with Title II that provides for professional development for our teachers. Mm-hmm. And those kinds of things. And we've benefited from that. But there is no, you know, we're very careful if funding is tied to a particular curriculum movement or asking us to change something we would do, we wouldn't accept those funds.
Well, good.
So in this case, with these scholarships, there are no strings like that attached to it.
Very good. Dr. Greg Clark, I appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thanks for telling us how this might impact your school.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Superintendent up at North County Christian, just to give people some, I mean, that's, I didn't know that, but I'm glad to hear that they're not, the money they would receive from DESE for any reason doesn't come with strings attached, mm-hmm, in terms of their curriculum or anything.
I mean, that's such a key difference, and I would imagine why a lot of parents are leaving. I would think it would be parents wanting to switch to a private Christian school because of indoctrination, CRT, DEI, that's infiltrated a lot of the public schools. But to his point, I mean, he was saying bullying, people just want a Christian education where that's in part of the normal day, you know?
Right.
But I just think so many parents right now are struggling with their kids in public schools. They don't even know where to turn because it's expensive to go to some of these other schools.
And you don't have options. If it's your money that you're contributing, not by choice, but by force to the school system, the school system's not serving your needs, that money should be portable. Period. End of discussion. But that's not in this bill, so don't confuse the two. This is something we've done as sort of an end run around vouchers. Some states have gone to vouchers, and I fully support that idea at some point. I really do.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.